The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey, I'm 7 and I get to play with him.
So I guess we're role playing to open a Wednesday morning into the afternoon. Jelini D'Amino.
Well, I'm Caitlin Clark.
The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, some very impressive numbers when it comes to the men and women, and the women beating the men for the first time ever. We'll go on campus in about 20 minutes or so from now. In the meantime, we thank you for taking the time to listen. You can listen absolutely free all of the time, courtesy of the Fan app. And that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And Beaver Direct is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You can watch us, you can listen to us, you can watch and listen to a bunch of different interviews that you may have missed, and you can hear Braves baseball.
Yeah, but I had my tax appointment last week. I owe a lot.
Well, I understand your concern. You need to fire your accountant and get a new one, but that doesn't apply to the Fan app. It's all free, courtesy of Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Also at 680thefan.com. The X platform is up and running as well at Road Dog 680, at Matt Lear, at Chris D'Amino, at Cellini, Nick at 680 The Fan. Today is National Siblings Day. Who is your favorite team of siblings? Is the X platform question of the day.
Are you sure it's National Siblings Day?
Based on what I looked up, yes, it's National Siblings Day. From what I understand, yesterday it wasn't Grandparents Day. It was all a sham, as somebody said on social media.
He screwed up.
But as I responded, my life is a sham.
You might have been
snookered.
So should
you be surprised?
You might have been snookered. Yeah, what do I tell you about fake accounts?
I got taken for a
every
ride.
Day. You know what you saw? National Day.
Yeah, maybe.
Not National Day of. You saw National Day. It was spelled a little bit differently.
Which, again, is why everything I say should be taken with a grain of salt.
I think we
haven't learned that by now.
I think we need to have an opening that includes everything said here in these next 3 hours is alleged.
A big disclaimer.
Yeah, literally, like, it's just alleged. I don't know if legally that would keep us out of trouble. I don't know if you only have to do that once. I don't know if somebody could say, yeah, but they said something wrong in the 1 o'clock hour and I didn't hear a disclaimer.
Warning. This program includes negative depictions of people in sports and citizens of Italy. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Dickey Broadcasting Company. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, we have one.
Ask and ye shall receive, Chris D'Amino.
The only thing
we
still need to put in there, and everything they say is alleged.
Somebody said us when it comes to national siblings. Who's your favorite pair of siblings? He said, aren't all Italians related?
Oh.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, they are.
Aren't we all related? That's what I would counter with. Aren't we all related? Why can't we think more like that?
You two look like brothers. We've been, you know, accused of being that before.
I've been
accused of a lot of things over the years.
I'm talking bigger picture, globally, universally. Maybe we'd all get along a little bit more if we realized that we're all related. I don't know. It's just one man's thought.
It's very, very deep, and I don't have time to explore that right now. What I do know is Ronald Acuña Jr. had a big night on the base paths last night, scored 3 runs, stole 3 bases. So you had 11 hits last night. If you're the Braves, you only had 1 extra base hit, but it was more than enough, 6-5. Ooh. What's going on with this bullpen
Mike
now?
DeBrow.
That's the question over the past couple of days after everybody praised the bullpen.
Yeah, they should have been praised.
When Arizona was here.
And now you go, it hasn't been good the last couple of days. That's the reality. I got a little information about the guy that was on the mound to start the game last night.
Reynaldo Lopez?
Yeah, because now we have a couple of things that we're going to have to discuss. Ronald Acuña, if I had legal betting in the state of Georgia, play-to-play, moment-to-moment betting, I would have taken everything I own, including my house, and said, Ronald Acuña is going to steal a base. As soon as he got hit, I said, that man's stealing a base. I would have laid everything I had. Anger steal. I'll show you steal.
Stole third as well.
Well, the throw to the outfield. He ended up on third base. There wasn't a chance.
Later on, he stole third.
I know. There wasn't a chance, though, at the moment that he got hit, that he wasn't stealing second. There wasn't a chance.
But I think he was still angry when he decided to steal third as well.
Later on
in the game, the anger did not dissipate at that point.
Yeah, you hit me in my big arm guard. I can still run, and I'll go get you. And he did. It wasn't a big bopping night for the Atlanta Braves, but they did find a way to win. Here's the thing with Lopez. I'll give you some more numbers later. It doesn't matter. He threw 68 innings last year. What are you going to do? Because now we're starting to think, oh, I wonder how valuable he'll be, because we thought, oh, we'll get a few starts. We'll let somebody establish himself down at Gwinnett. We'll take the best of that group, and we'll bring him up, and that guy will go to the bullpen. The Strider thing happens. He's been probably your most consistent starter, and now I got to look at innings. He's not a kid. He's not 21 years old. I'm not looking at innings that way.
He's 30.
But he threw 68 innings last year.
And he's not used to throwing. Do you concern yourself with him like Bryce Elder last year hitting a wall?
Of course. Yeah, this is different. So now I have to balance out need and want. Need and want. Is there a chance, I don't know, he goes to the bullpen for a little bit and then you can ramp him up down there and maybe he becomes a starter again at the end of the year? I don't know. I know they're not going to let him throw 180 innings. Not a chance. Not a chance. And if he makes 30 starts, he's supposed to throw 165 innings. So I don't know what they're going to do and when they're going to talk about it.
But it's a good problem to have thus far. 0.75 ERA for Lopez in his first two starts. Here he is talking about it through the interpreter, Franco Garcia.
I've been pretty happy with both of the outings. Happy to say that I'm to start off happy with myself and the way things have gone. And then secondly, just happy with today's outing. I just think that I was happy that I was able to go in deep into the game and help the bullpen just because I feel like the bullpen's been really busy lately. So it was nice to sort of be able to go in deep and give the bullpen some relief. And so, yeah, I'm happy with the outings.
That's like four happies.
Mm-hmm. The bullpen, well, they weren't happy with their performance overall last night. Aaron Bummer comes in, does give up a couple of hits, but literally dances through the raindrops. Then you got Matzik and Jimenez and Iglesias, who got slapped around a little bit. Matzik gives up that three-run shot, a laser, in the left center field off the bat of Pete Alonso. And last night, it was a night, let's just say, that the ball wasn't carrying very well because of the drizzle, the constant drizzle throughout the game. I don't care what the weather was. That thing was flying out of the park.
Pete Alonso doesn't care about your weather. He doesn't care about my weather. Barometric pressures, he doesn't care about any of it.
And you shouldn't care about barometric pressure unless you're a raccoon or a bat, right? That shouldn't really matter.
Well, it's one of
if you're a human being, you shouldn't concern yourself.
Well, it's one of the tells of is a storm coming or not. And I don't want to do this now.
It's an old David Letterman line.
I know, because
he was a weatherman.
The universal thing, you know, can't we all get along? We're all related. You didn't want to go too deep. I don't want to go too deep now. But barometric pressure is one of the ways that, quite honestly, when those bad storms happen in the Midwest, that bad wind, they do look at that stuff.
Did you see that guy catch the foul ball and celebrate last night? Happened right above our seats. I wasn't at the game last night. My wife took
Seabass
and Nico to the game. I don't know the guy.
Oh, okay.
But they were sitting in the seats, and they got a lot of airtime last night as that guy caught that foul ball.
I'd have to look again. I didn't realize that was the proximity, the vicinity.
Yeah, the boys didn't really scramble for the ball. Nico kind of stood up and said, okay, that guy's got it.
It was a heck of a play.
Heaven forbid he breaks a sweat, my son.
Well, he's 15 years old. He's lazy.
That he is.
You know, it used to matter. That $3 piece of whatever the hell they're made of now used to matter.
He used to be very, very, like, 10 years ago when he was 5, even 5 years ago when he was 10, he would have been very excited at the opportunity of getting that foul ball. Not so much.
I don't even know whose kid this is. 10 years ago, he would have punched the guy in the stomach hoping he dropped it, and then he would have picked it up and held it up like he caught it.
Which is kind of crazy. I'm talking about 10 years ago with him. He was 5. Anyway, the point is, they were there, and you know what I did? I pulled a U last night.
Do tell.
I made myself a huge hot fudge sundae.
Cool.
And sat down and watched baseball.
Cool. How'd it feel?
It felt pretty good.
Yeah, how'd you feel this morning?
I don't know how you're going to feel by the time we get out of here.
Oh, no.
I'm just trying to warn you as well.
Oh, no. Hey, another thing on the my field of 64 things that I hate.
Yeah.
You can't pick a baseball up off the ground and hold it up like you caught it.
So don't celebrate.
Yeah, what did you do?
You were just in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, what did you do? What did you do? You can't hold it up and expect like this big round of applause. Because then we're diminishing when somebody actually does make a good play.
Like that guy caught the ball last night. He had every reason to celebrate.
It wasn't much of a catch.
He still caught the ball.
I know. It wasn't much of a catch. It was okay. You didn't wave it up in the air and then put it back down. Don't hold it up. Hey, how about more? Hey.
All I'll tell you is this.
Did you see me? Hey.
Based on where those seats are, we see it all the time when we go to games. People pester the right fielder, be it Ronald Acuna or the opposition's right fielder for the baseball. Just remember, they're professionals and they're tossing the ball over that net, and that ball's going to come at you with some velocity because they are professionals. Even if they don't try to do it, there's still going to be velocity because that's what they do for a living.
Yeah, it's not like they're chucking a battery, but I understand what you're saying.
Because people always act surprised. Oh, man, yeah, that thing was coming at me hard. Well, yeah, they're professional outfielders.
Yeah, it goes up, then it has to come down. That's the reality of all of this. That's why, what don't we do on New Year's Eve? We don't shoot guns into the air.
Because
bullets come down.
Yeah, they have to land someplace.
So just keep it, again, don't hold up a baseball acting like you just, I don't know, did something special when you picked it up off the ground.
Unless you're Ronald Acuna and you throw somebody out. Like we said, big night for him. Two hits, the first of the Braves' six straight singles to open that three-run third inning as well. And like we said, stole second and third during that fourth inning when he drew that walk. And here he is again through Franco Garcia, Ronald Acuna this time, talking about his night.
It feels good. And then the most important thing is that we're all healthy and stay healthy. I haven't gotten to the start that I wanted to in the season, but it's a long season. And I have a feeling that things will start going our way.
Now, I had this in my hip pocket, and I'm glad I wasn't the one that made the announcement. Prior to them blowing that 4-0 lead on Monday, the Braves had a 25-game winning streak when leading by four or more runs at any point. 64-5 in such games last season.
That's pretty good.
They blew that one on Monday. It almost happened again last night, so don't blame me for that one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now after the fact.
I know. The other part was they were 2-3 in one-run games, and they had been really good at one-run games over the last couple of years, and all three losses going into last night were one-run games. There's going to be a lot of stuff, man. Listen, I know when I'm supposed to blame you. I know when the city should blame you. I won't let the city blame you for stuff you shouldn't be blamed for.
Like Spencer Strider, don't blame me for that one.
I know. Somebody actually asked me, said, hey, do you think you know? Because here's what I've said, and I'm on the record now for years. Short of you being a knuckleball pitcher, I don't care who you are, how hard you throw, left side, right side, three quarters over the top, you want to come down underneath, I don't care. I got my fingers crossed with every one of them. Every one of them. Like, that's the thing. I don't know, you don't know. If I see a knuckleball guy, I'm going to go, hey, that's got to be God's will. Nobody can. That's not a guy mushing a guy. If a knuckleballer hurts his elbow at a certain point, you just go, I don't even know how that happened. But everybody else is on borrowed time. I just don't know when the bill
is. So you talk about songwriters. You only have like so many songs. If you're a pitcher, you only have so many pitches in your arm.
But the thing is, you don't know. Not only do you not know where or when, but it's the, is there something that happened 2 days before in your long toss that, oh, well, no, I'm good. I got to compensate now. Boom, there it goes. I think there are guys who truly blow out. It's just one pitch, boom, the thing explodes. I absolutely believe that. I think there were other guys, and it's over the course of one start, two starts, five starts. Something's a little different, so what do? Change your mechanics just a little. Maybe they change your grip just a little. I believe a lot of this stuff is baseball-driven. But I do believe there can be an accumulation, like the concussion thing. What do we know about concussions?
Small hits to the head lead to a major problem somewhere down the road, a series of smaller blows to the head.
And the third one is easier to get than the first and the second. That's what I also can believe happens with the elbow.
So as a result, and we'll give you a kind of sort of an update on Spencer Strider momentarily, Alan Winans will get the start tonight at 7:20. Jose Quintana will go for the Mets. The Ford Leadoff Show will start at 6:05. Here is Alan Winans on getting the turn in the rotation tonight.
Super excited, man. Again, trying to do my job here, trying to give this team the best chance to win. If it happens to be against the Mets, which is like 45% of my start so far, then it has to be. But, yeah, super excited.
What else is he supposed to say?
Yeah, I think it's 2 out of 6, which would be 33%. It doesn't matter. Listen, I'm not here for the math. Well, yeah, I'm super excited. It's a lot better than I've had urine running down my leg since I found out the news. I mean, I'll take super excited over everything. I will say this, though. You can be super excited the day before he was asked that yesterday. Got to calm down a little bit today. Got to calm down a little bit today.
And he's been here before. It's not his first rodeo.
Is it six starts?
Yeah, he had a handful of starts to close out the season last year. Spencer Strider's back in town. He was evaluated in Arlington, Texas. And I guess this weekend they'll let everybody know.
Yeah, you're going to need to know.
What officially the word is. I'll just say this. If it was good news, they would let us know right away. That's my opinion.
Yeah, here's what I don't
believe. Bad news can wait.
Here's what I don't believe. You're going to see Spencer Strider in the building. So he could tell us. And I thought it was Matt yesterday who maybe said it, and I think some other people are echoing it. He might even have the surgery, and the announcement this weekend might be he had the surgery.
Yeah, it could be. Wouldn't be a surprise in the least.
Yeah, I don't feel it's going to be 10-day IL. It's going to be good.
And it's going across baseball, the pandemic, when it comes to arms being blown out. Last night, Nick Pivetta, flexor strain in his right elbow. He goes out of the game. And so much for Framber Valdez being okay and not going on the injured list.
No, they told me.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. Guess what? Framber Valdez, the lefty from the Astros, after they said he wasn't going on the injured list, he's on the injured list.
Well, maybe it's just cautionary.
Yeah, elbow soreness, I guess, is what they're calling it right now. So it continues, this problem around Major League Baseball. In the meantime, the 11 o'clock hour presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work. FinleyRoofing.com is where you need to go. Tiger says what you see is what you get. We'll hear him talk about that and more at noon. Bill Belichick is apparently warming up for his next chapter in life. All things NFL come your way at 12:20. And speaking of Tiger Woods, he also looks to make history this weekend in Augusta. His college teammate, Nota Begay from NBC, is scheduled to join us at 1:20.
I call him a friend of the show.
Yeah. Strong rapport I think we have with Nota Begay. We can ask him perhaps about that later on. When we come back, college basketball's greatest name has entered the portal. On campus we go next. It's Cellini, it's Domino, it's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Cellini Domino, Wednesday morning into the afternoon. It's National Siblings Day, the X-Platform question of the day. Who's your favorite sibling and pair or trio and on and on? Of course, these are the brothers Gibb.
Oh.
BGs. That's what the BGs stands for, brothers Gibb. I didn't know that.
I thought we were talking about Tony's brother, Father Frank the Priest.
I thought we were doing
the siblings in Saturday Night Fever.
As well from SNL. So if you want to participate, you can do so via the X platform. That's all driven to you by Harris Cherokee Casino. You can join Buck Ballew for his G-Day book signing this Saturday, April the 13th, 11 to 1. The bookstore at Sanford Stadium, going to be on campus there. Signing copies of the book Inside the Hedges, along with free player signings with Kamari Lassiter, Chris Conley, and Wade Douglas. So go see Buck and catch the G-Day game this upcoming
Saturday.
Don't
forget about Buck Speed.
Buck Speed is the podcast that he does on a weekly or biweekly basis at least, and that's all at the podcast park. The 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Finley Roofing. It's official. The men are now secondary. We have that story for you in less than 5 minutes.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, not Kareem, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, better known as Robbie Avila, the Indiana State center, has entered the transfer portal. So he is not going to go to the NBA, but he's going to go someplace else where the NIL money is certainly going to be better. Chris, where does he end up? probably at a bigger school. You've seen it all over college basketball. Some of these bigger names at smaller schools going and playing at a bigger school.
Well, he's got seasoning. He's played now a little bit. 17-6, that's a number. He's not going because he looks the way he looks. Somebody's not bringing him on to make him a, hey, look who we got. Can he play basketball? Yeah. At what level? I don't know. Where's he going to go and how much time is he going to get? I don't know. He will go with money in his pocket. And he'll go to a place that'll put more money in his pocket before he plays. The eyeglass deal or whatever the hell else it is. But there is going to be a point. This is all cute. If you're going to go play at a higher level, which it looks like he will, he's going to have to be a basketball player that matters. In a world where everybody says get older, he's going to give you an opportunity to do that.
And John Calipari says we have to get older. He's now going to try to get older at Arkansas. Can Robbie Avila go there? I don't know. Arkansas made it official an hour ago. John Calipari is their new head coach. Cal talked about why he's leaving Kentucky yesterday.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And the fans need to hear another voice. We've loved it here, but we think it's time for us to step away and step away completely from the program.
So you don't let me go. I'm leaving Mitch Barnhart before you let me go. I'm being proactive here. And this is what we talked about a couple of days ago. How dare you tell me that I better do well this year or I'm going to leave. I'm just going to be more aggressive and take off myself.
He was not going to sit on Mitch Barnhart or anybody else's, some fan somewhere outside of Kentucky.
No, I'm going to be proactive. I'm out of here.
Wow. Look, now there's a he said. First, did he come back and say, if you give me this, I'll stay? People are reporting that's the case. Then his attorney said, well, no, that's not really what happened at all. I don't care anymore. Like, please don't bore me with all the details. Sometimes I think how the sausage is made is interesting. This isn't interesting to me. It was time. Everybody knows it was time. He's going to get a bunch of money. He's going to be around a bunch of NIL and rich folks in Arkansas that are different than the rich folks he was around in Kentucky.
The chicken people, the Tyson chicken people are the ones that he's got a relationship with.
J.B. Hunt and the Walmart people. Again, unless you give me something new, I don't want to hear about, well, he went in and did this, but no, his attorney said, I don't care. It was a hell of a run. It was a hell of a run. When it was good, it was great. Here's the thing about Bob Hurley.
And Nothing's Bluer Than Blue, of course, a very famous song in 1978 by Michael Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Bluer Than Blue.
So Dan Hurley's got a couple of things he needs to figure out. He didn't really give the no, talk to my wife. Did Billy Donovan give a no? No, he didn't. You know, you're sort of skirting around issues. Here's what I know. There was a piece of video and audio that I sent to Adam Gillespie. And it's John Calipari coming into a building where they're basically hailing him like he's Caesar on a good day. Not Caesar at the end, Caesar on a good day. And he starts talking about how much, okay, I want you to listen to this because I'm going to tell you what Dan Hurley at some point will want to think about.
The first time you heard me speak was Midnight Madness 3 years ago. And I said we want to be the gold standard of college basketball.
They just won a national title and these people are going crazy. He's the conquering hero. So what I would tell Dan Hurley is, you've got it really good in stores, but stores is never going to give you that. That's never going to be stores. When they meet you at the airport, when they fill the building or they don't fill the building, it doesn't matter. You're never going to have that. Now, it's bigger, but is it better? You've got to decide, do you want bigger? Because Kentucky, compared to stores, it's like that Barkley commercial where he's going to play against kids in terms of size. Not championships. Connecticut owns that right. They have all the bragging rights.
I don't think that Dan Hurley's a good fit for Kentucky because I think the boosters are going to be more involved there. And I don't think Dan Hurley wants to really talk to anybody when it comes to people making suggestions, people feeling that they should have some more say because of the checks that they're cutting. I don't think that Dan Hurley's cut out for that type of work.
In stores, he can go to his kid's game and people are going to leave him alone. Hey, coach, thanks for everything, coach. I think in Kentucky, he's probably going to be
Excuse me, coach, why are we playing that power forward so many minutes? I'm trying to watch my kids. Well, I cut a big check, and I think I deserve some answers. He just got more Southern as that conversation went on.
So You know, his wife can go to the farmer's market up in Stores and probably be left alone. She'd be under a microscope certainly more. But again, do you want bigger or do you want better?
Here's more from Dan Hurley on staying and why he would stay, in fact, at UConn.
I mean, UConn right now, our mindset, literally, once we got on that team bus, I think I turned around and said, like, where's the East Regional next year? First two rounds were in Providence. And then the Sweet 16, Elite Eight are in Newark, New Jersey, you know, where I lived and worked for 9 years. And then the Final Four is in San Antonio. So, yeah, I mean, your mindset, we're going to enjoy this, you know, for a couple of days, Pat, but like it's going to fade quickly, and then you're going to get back to work, and you're going to put a roster together that, you know, can hopefully go for a dynasty.
That's what the great coaches do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have time to celebrate. There's too much work to be done. Remember Nick Saban when he won that first national title at Alabama? Right after the game, he was complaining because Texas got back into the game. He wasn't happy about that.
The calendar.
They just won a national title.
The calendar has completely changed. The calendar that used to exist in college sports doesn't exist anymore. You don't have time. You can't put your feet up on the desk and be told how great you are for a very long period. There was a cut of Dan Hurley talking about recruiting. And one of his lines was, if you go to four high schools, you're probably not for me. If you go to four high schools, you're probably not for me.
And Bear Alexander's really not for him if he were a college football coach.
I got to talk to the parents.
We'll get to that momentarily.
If I don't feel that feels good enough, you're probably not for me. By the way, you're for somebody. You're just probably not for us.
Now, it looks like Scott Drew is going to be the man at Kentucky, according to Adam Zagoria with NJ.com, NewJersey.com. Drew is said to have a strong relationship with the aforementioned Mitch Barnhart, the AD at Kentucky. And I think Billy Donovan last night said thanks, but no thanks, prior to his Bulls losing to the Knicks. And I don't think Dan Hurley's interested. Jay Wright, I don't know if the no was firm enough for you, Chris, but
not
he
yet.
Doesn't seem to be interested in the job either. So it looks like Scott Drew, who led Baylor to the finals, the national championship game in 2021, is going to get this job.
Okay. I'll believe it when the press conference happens after all the contracts have been signed.
Billy Donovan said, my total commitment and focus is here to this team and to this group, talking about the Bulls.
Okay.
He's focusing on that play-in game with the Hawks. And speaking of which, you heard Derek Thomas. We'll touch on this a little bit more later on. Adrian Wojnarowski dropped a Woj bomb today saying he could be in the lineup, Trae Young, tonight, ready to play tonight. Boom. That's right. That happened, Trae Young. When the Hornets come to town for the final home game of the season.
Hopefully.
If he was cleared to play.
I want that.
Why is this a bomb? Why is this a bomb? He's not coming out of a hospital.
It's hard for people to understand it.
Best I can tell, that hospital picture, that was ridiculous. That was a long time ago.
He's not crawling out of the odds, so.
I am right about this, right? It is still just the finger that we're talking about.
Pinky.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So he'll wear some special glove type thing. He'll have some piece on his hand.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so play. I'm not cavalier about it.
One of the Von Erichs, when they did the claw, they had that glove on.
Yeah.
Barry Windham, when he did the claw years ago.
Whatever it takes.
If you know, you know.
Whatever it takes. I don't know how much technology is advanced. Maybe it'll have copper in it. I mean, you seem to be a big fan of the copper in your gloves.
It does loosen you up. That is for sure. And a lot of people got loose and enjoyed women's college basketball on Sunday afternoon. They beat the men. The men's championship game averaged 14.8 million over TBS, TNT, and True TV, as opposed to the 18-plus million for the women's championship game on Sunday afternoon. So a lot of people thought it could happen, and indeed it did happen.
So can I go back to something about Stores in Connecticut? When you hear that number, you've won six national titles. You've won back-to-back national titles. And I'm not telling you this is nothing to be aggravated about. The women's basketball was a storm. It was, and a lot of people got caught up in it. But you do know that if that was Kentucky going for back-to-back, I'm not sure that the women's number is bigger. So in Connecticut, again, maybe you like it. The farm market analogy, go to watch your kids play. But there is something to being great and nobody caring. Somebody made an analogy, and I wish I knew who it was. They're the San Antonio Spurs, who are always an afterthought. Always. They won how many titles? Five?
Yeah, it's a fair analogy.
Because
no one ever thinks of them.
You're never top of mind. Connecticut will be because people are going to say, oh, that's kind of different. But they're not Kentucky. The Spurs are not the Lakers. They're not the Celtics. And maybe that's good enough. If they pay you enough money, that could be good enough. I'm going to tell you what I see different in Dan Hurley than I think other people see. What's next? Maybe it's the three-peat. but maybe it's going someplace. By the way, please, this is like Nick Saban going to Alabama. If any of you jackhats actually come around and say, well, whoever gets a Kentucky job, you just roll the basketball out. Really? That's what you think, huh? Like Nick Saban, he did nothing except show up at Alabama. And, you know, they're Alabama. This is easy. No, it's not. Kentucky hasn't won in how many years?
It's been a while.
Yeah, 10 plus.
That's why Coach Cal's at Arkansas.
They haven't been to the Final Four since, like, 2015, 2017.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you that there are reasons why every time somebody tells me they know what a guy is thinking, there are a couple of different corners of your brain. And when you're competitive, part of it is, okay, what do I want to listen to?
That's how you're wired. I understand perfectly what you're saying. We know that Jim Calhoun won national titles at UConn as well. He was there for the championship game on Monday. They took some photos together, Dan Hurley and Jim Calhoun. Dan Hurley told the story when he first got there in 2018. They were 14-18 the year before, coming off of all kinds of probation and allegations surrounding the NCAA and their basketball program. And I guess Dan Hurley said he goes into Jim Calhoun's office and says, this is BS. Nothing's in place. This is UConn. Where's the infrastructure? What's been going on here? And Calhoun said, are you blanking me? Maybe you're not the person we should have hired. If you ever, ever come in here like this again, I'll never talk to you. He said he ripped me and set me straight.
Yeah, he might not have been wrong. Jim Calhoun is not the type of guy you say that to. You go home to your wife. You talk to your buddy at a bar. Call Bobby. Call Bobby. Don't
you
call
don't
your father.
You don't cry on my shoulder.
Don't call your father.
Your
Smash father
has
nothing.
Bottle over your head.
You don't go to Senior Bob and complain about anything. You ever see the gym that guy played in?
Yep.
Maybe cry a little bit to Bobby. He's out at Arizona State now. He had Duke and all those things going for him.
Do you think something's wrong upstairs with Draymond Green? Or is he just saying things because he wants attention?
Is it
a little bit of both? Yeah.
Yeah, Zach Edey quit?
He said Zach Edey, who had 37 points, and he never scored 37 points in the NBA or college, Draymond Green. He said Zach Edey quit. UConn made him quit in the NCAA championship game.
Oh,
that's quitting. It's not bad.
He actually...
to see if he really put forth the effort, what he would have scored.
He pointed out the time. He said, look, 17 minutes left in the game. This is when it happened. This guy shut him down, and all of a sudden it was done. Go look at the tape.
Most scored ever 37 points in a national championship game loss. Fourth most in title game history. And that's a guy that quit. All right. Whatever you say, Draymond.
Look, the fact that you need clicks, I'm not going to say a kid anymore. You know what it is? Can you mark the tape today? I'm not talking about these guys as kids anymore. I'm not bringing the 18 and 22-year-old and using the word kids. You want to call them young adults, that's fine.
They're young adults, and they're making a lot of money. A lot of them are, anyway. Not all of them, but a lot of them are making a decent amount of money.
The circumstances are different now, so they're not kids anymore. But the idea that you wanted to bang on somebody in college by publicly stating, and you have a platform, that the kid quit is just, it's awful. It's awful. What about, I don't know, do you know the guy? Is it one game that you watched? Did you not see maybe a dejection because he realized the game was slipping away? What do you think it is? For that guy to talk of all people, Mr. I quit, I'm going to get thrown out, and therefore I can't play in another game? Where does he get off talking about quitting?
Well, that's
He's the worst teammate in the world when it comes to stuff like that.
The elevator, I don't think, is going all the way to the top, or you want attention, or it's a little bit of both.
Can I say something about Matt Painter at the end of the game? And I didn't realize this. Andrew Hurley got into that game. He's 45-0, by the way. He hits the floor. The team is undefeated, 45-0. Did you see what Matt Painter did at the end of that game? He put Andrew Hurley in, and Dan Hurley said, dribble it out. We're going to take a shot clock violation. Matt Painter was saying, no, give him an opportunity to play in the NCAA finals. He wanted the five guys on the floor. I'm telling you, that is tremendous. It's tremendous. Matt Painter said, let them run a play. It's the Final Four. They get to run a play, but he dribbled it out.
And before we take a break, Bear Alexander, who transferred from Georgia to Southern Cal, is now in the transfer portal again. And he has 3.5 sacks in his 2-year college career. He played for 3 different public high schools in Texas before landing at IMG Academy as a senior. So what is this now? 7 schools he's going on in 7 years? This is a guy, and this is the problem. I wouldn't touch this guy with a 10-foot pole. You play for 7 schools in 7 years, that's a you problem. You know how I feel about it. If you go to 3 different schools, you want to transfer one time, I get it, in college. You start transferring more than 2 times, that's a you problem.
I
can't have you.
I can't have you because he's got no football resume that I want. I know he doesn't have loyalty, but if he had 9 sacks, loyalty be damned. Guy's got one sack in his college football career.
I don't know what Road Dogg can say. Don't know what he can or cannot, what he's willing to say. From what I understand, when Bear Alexander announced he was leaving Georgia, and I think we've talked about this on the air before, not Road Dogg, but us, I don't think a lot of people were trying to convince him to stay.
Oh,
please don't go, Bear. Oh, please, Big Bear, continue to roar in Athens. I don't think anybody said that.
I would say that sentiment is correct. And I even saw some people out there yesterday or today. When this announcement was made, I wonder if he would come back to Georgia. I don't think anybody at Georgia is trying to get him to come back.
Yeah, I don't think the feeling's mutual.
Well, here's what I would say, and I don't know this to be true. Again, let's use the word alleged. If he had said to everybody in the coach's building, mostly Kirby Smart, hey, I'm leaving at 11, but I'll be here till 11. So if you need me for anything, you want to talk to me, I'll be here till 11. 11:05, 11:15, maybe they're not coming. Go to California. They were not coming. They were not going to come to try to change his
mind. So we'll see if Sark takes him in. He's a Texas kid, and he goes back home, so to speak, and he goes to another school. Like we said, it's going to be 7 in 7 years for the Big Bear. Introducing something new here on social media, Fan.
How many credits you think he has?
I don't think he's close to graduating, if that's what you're asking me.
I don't either.
I don't think that class is something that he is really concerned with.
Doesn't feel that way.
Bear Alexander. The 680 The Fan Girl, our brand new social media sports content tailored to the ladies is happening.
Oh, there's a new one.
A little less X's and O's and more lifestyle-driven sports. Domino, you've been calling for this kind of content, and now it's happening. The 680 The Fan Girl page is curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fan Girl today and follow us on Instagram and TikTok, whatever that may mean. So when we come back, we'll tell you more about Trae Young and this guy being the Hawks' nice guy. You hear the clock. It's time for the NBA Minute next. Here on Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
2-2. Got him swinging. Strike three. Braves win. So it was a close call at the end, but Iglesias gets out number three and eventually slams the door. Braves win a close one. Final score, Braves 6, Mets 5.
51, Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. It's National Sibling Day. Who's your favorite sibling? Favorite team, dare I say, of siblings? The X Platform question of the day. There they are, the Brady Bunch. So I guess, yeah, separate siblings, sets, sisters on one side, brothers on the other coming together. Anyway, Tiger Woods tells us the truth a little past the top of the hour. Speaking of golf, the inaugural Braves Golf Classic coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club, the championship course on May the 6th, benefiting the Atlanta Braves Foundation. Four-person scramble format, prizes for the winning teams, on-course contest, breakfast, lunch, and a post-round of awards, food and cocktails, favorite Braves legends along the way as well. To get your foursome and for more information, go to braves.com/golfclassic today. Last night, it took two overtimes for the Heat to defeat the Hawks, 117 to 111. DeJounte Murray had his first triple-double of the season. And tonight, will he have company? Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN, saying tonight against the Hornets, the home finale of the season, that Trae Young could be in uniform and playing tonight. Not starting, perhaps coming off the bench,
but
in uniform and playing.
What's he taking, a full leg cast off? Wow. Yeah, why wouldn't he play? He's cleared. Again, I'm not telling you he should or he should not, but if he's cleared to play and he's at practice, go play basketball. Your team needs you if you believe that they're going to be better with him in it.
The Bulls also lost last night, so the Hawks remain a game behind the Bulls for that final advantage, if you will, for the play-in game with three games remaining.
He's going to get out of that hospital bed and save our future. He's going to change everything.
I want that.
Look, I just want, what can you get for either one of them? And with all due respect,
because one of them is going to go.
With all due respect,
that's certainly the way it seems.
I'm going to be hard-pressed to care about another play-in type season. I'm going to be hard-pressed. Don't get draft picks. Get a couple of players and then coach them up, please. Everybody over there, because this isn't interesting.
Because right now, like we said in passing yesterday, if you beat the Bulls, and then you're going to face either the Heat or the Sixers, and then after that you have to face the Celtics.
Well, yeah, if you want to look that far ahead, you could win a series. I know you could. You're talented enough. I could have 50 and 25 coming from my backcourt. 50 and 25 in a playoff game. Could you win enough of them? I don't know. But the play-in talk is boring.
The Hawks also awarded Bogdan Bogdanovic this season's Sekou Smith Award winner. The award recognizes the Hawks player who best represents themselves and the franchise with professionalism and integrity in their interactions with the media, honoring Sekou Smith, who passed away in 2019.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty, family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
Innings pitch, 26, 57, 65, 66. What is that?
That is Reynaldo Lopez.
Yeah, going back to 2020. 26, 57, 65, 66. Before that, it was 188, 184. He's got it in him, but it's been four seasons since he had those numbers in him. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. What was, I thought, going to be a little bit of a shorter experiment. Watch the innings. The way he pitched again last night, you might not have that luxury. It's going to be curious to see what they want to do with the math and the numbers when it comes to him. Do you know how much it will cost to buy everything on the Masters concession board?
$100 million.
No, it's not as much as you would think, because the prices really haven't changed over the years, right?
Beer is up a buck. Beer is up.
No!
And I don't want to say it. I don't want to get anybody mad at me. That goofy peach ice cream thing, it's up 50 cents. $66 and you can buy the concession pool. $66, you could have one of everything.
It's a little bit more expensive if you go to the trailer to buy souvenirs. A little bit more.
Yeah, don't walk
in. That's where they make their money, folks.
Don't walk in there with $66 to the store.
Right.
And it's Walmart.
I insulted
size now.
The store when I said trailer. You know what I mean.
It's a PGA Tour superstore, right? That just, if you walk in there with $66, ask me what you're going to walk out with. Ask me.
What are you going to walk out
Nothing.
With?
Nothing. Yeah. A koozie.
After waiting in line for about 6 hours.
Oh, the food prices are so good. I started to look at this, and again, I'm a son of the South now, but I do feel I'm entitled to say
it. Did you see the Masters Eclipse glasses? They're going for $100.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that if I look at the menu, I'll have a beer. Yeah, I'll have a beer. Everything else, I'm not telling you.
So you don't like the egg salad sandwich?
No.
You certainly don't like the pimento cheese sandwich. You're on record as far as how you feel about the peach ice cream.
Chicken salad on honeyweed, I'm interested in. But if you over mayonnaised it, I'm already out.
What about barbecue? They have barbecue.
No, but that's not on the
standard menu?
Yeah, the cheapy sort of.
It has been in the past.
Bucks.
I'll have to look.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with the egg salad. I know you don't like eggs, but yeah, you got to be careful with the egg salad.
I don't have to be careful.
Like the tuna fish salad, you're kind of taking your life in your own hands.
Here's what I believe
you
about egg salad.
To eat that.
Egg salad is the devil's work. That's what I believe. It ain't for me.
Do I take my life into my own hands when I go to a gas station and eat one of those tuna fish salad sandwiches, even though they say the label says they were made that day?
Yeah. Are you taking your life?
Caveat emptor, buyer beware.
Might be a little bit dramatic. Might be a little bit.
Like that guy in Cincinnati the other day eating the vending machine food.
Yeah. The problem with you is you're like a colicky 1.5-year-old. Your belly is very sensitive.
Well, and not only that.
More than any adult I know, you've said, oh, oof, my belly.
Not only that, psychologically, I'm thinking it's tuna salad, and psychologically, I'm fearing getting sick, so it's...
Yeah, you start with an assumption.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
No doubt about it. All right, Stephen A. Smith, you know, he's a big Knicks fan. He proves it every day that he talks about the Knicks.
I'm looking at Grimes. He's looked good. I'm looking at Isaiah Hartenstein as a reserve, giving you activity off the bench. I'm looking at Mitchell Robinson. Being here on the court.
None of us are batting 1,000. You know that.
Grimes was
make mistakes.
Grimes was traded in February.
Right.
He's not looking on the team good anymore.
All of that being said, yeah.
When a guy says he's looking good, he's got nothing.
He's looking good, not in a Knicks uniform, but
he didn't know that.
He's looking good.
And the other guy who started more games than he's ever.
We all make mistakes.
All right, let me let you hear one more. Greg McElroy. Greg McElroy said something about Caleb Williams because this draft can't get here soon enough. Here's what he said.
Caleb Williams, from the time he stepped on campus at Oklahoma to the time he stepped on campus at SC, he has never experienced adversity.
Caleb Williams disagreed.
Listen, he went in deeper than that. With all due respect, that cut should have gone a little bit longer. Because he said he doesn't seem to have the hunger of all the guys who have been successful at the top.
Adam, let that be a lesson to you. Let those cuts run.
Let it run longer than that. The man wasn't done yet. The guy was just getting started.
I expect you to apologize to him during the break.
I apologize, Chris. I mean, I'll do it on air. That's where it's deserved.
Gillespie, you're welcome for the job.
Adam, do you realize that one should have gone a little bit longer?
Didn't listen to that. Yeah. I didn't even go past that part.
Holy smoke.
I guess there's points for honesty.
Holy smoke. You didn't even go past that part. It was a 34-second cut. You didn't go past that
Caleb
part.
Caleb Williams disagreed.
He said,
I popped my hammy. I went 7-5 in my last college year. I never saw adversity. I transferred. All that stuff.
Greg McElroy, sit down for a minute. Sit this one out. I think maybe he thought Caleb wouldn't even hear what he said. And he wouldn't have if you listened to the station because the cut wasn't long enough. If Caleb Williams was in town, he'd go, yeah, whatever. What did McElroy say? He said more. It was a little bit more insulting.
Well, enough to get Caleb, like we said, react. How Tiger's problems...
And again, please, don't bother listening to the cuts. You're right. Just take the first 8 seconds of everything.
Sorry about that.
I was not paying attention.
By the time I got that to that one, I was exhausted from your other cuts, so I just had to get it ready for the show.
Okay. Again, perhaps points for honesty. How Tiger's problems might not be what you think they are. We'll talk some Masters when we come back here on Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.